Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Spokesperson for the American College of Emergency Physicians. She's Dr. Lee. And the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show.
Hi, welcome back to the show. We have a very esteemed guest I'm honored to have on. He's talking about his latest book, which is Disease Proof, The Remarkable Truth About What Makes Us Well. Dr. David Katz is president of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. He's the founding director of Yale University's Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center. So welcome, Dr. Katz. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Lee. Great to be with you.
So, you know, this is fascinating because, you know, I mean, and maybe go back in history, you know, people were dying of infectious diseases at 30. So now we're living a little longer. And, you know, this chronic disease issue, and is it that, you know, we are living longer and the body is wearing down? What, or is it we are wearing down our body? So, can you tell the percentage of, what is the actual percentage that you can attribute to lifestyle that contributes to chronic diseases we see today?
At least 80% of the chronic disease burden in the world. So the answer to those questions, Lee, and they're great questions, is yes to both. We are living longer, and eventually body parts do tend to wear down. But the gap between life expectancy and health expectancy keeps widening because we are living longer. We're pretty good with modern medicine at forestalling death, but modern medicine does not confer vitality. Only healthy living can do that. And we're getting more and more chronic disease at ever younger age. As you well know, we have an explosion of type 2 diabetes, even in children. Well, you know, if those kids live to be 80 or 90 or however old they may live to be, you know, they will have had type 2 diabetes for 70 years. So it's a combination of both factors. And the evidence base indicating that 80% of this is preventable with lifestyle is absolutely incontrovertible. And I could cite many papers, but just quickly, there was a paper in 1993, 22 years ago, in JAMA, entitled Actual Causes of Death in the United States. And it accounted for all of the premature deaths that occur each year in our country. And fully 80% of them were attributable just to three things. What I like to call bad use of our feet, forks, and fingers, lack of physical activity, poor diet, and holding cigarettes in our fingers. In other words, if we don't smoke, are physically active, and eat more or less optimally, that alone could slash chronic disease risk in a person by nearly 80% and slash chronic disease rates in the world by nearly 80%. And if we append just a few more priorities, sleeping enough, managing stress, having strong relationships, good social connections, the figure rises above 80%, and study after study after study all around the world shows the same thing.
Yeah, it is interesting. And even aside from chronic disease, I mean, we're now finding, with smoking aside, because I guess obesity is the new cigarette or the
right.
New smoking today.
Yeah, but, in essence, right.
Right, that cancers, even types of cancers,
substantially preventable.
Out.
And dementia, really, you know, the new age boogeyman. I mean, cancer used to be the scariest word in the medical lexicon. I think it's dementia now, as we do expect to live longer. But Alzheimer's dementia, it shares risk factors with cardiovascular disease. Cancer is an inflammatory process and shares risk factors with diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So you do the same things right, and you slash your lifetime risk of all major chronic disease. So to cite another study, a study done by CDC scientists in Potsdam, Germany, among 23,000 adults, compared those who didn't smoke, ate well, were active, and controlled their weight to those who got all four wrong. And the lifetime difference in all major chronic disease, heart disease, cancer, stroke, diabetes, dementia, was 80%. There was 80% less total chronic disease among those who got just those four things right. So, you know, really, it's an astounding benefit.
Yeah. And I got to laugh a little bit because I have to lock my dog out of the room because if she sees a squirrel, we're done. So
yeah, well, yeah, they're good for my mental health, having my dogs around, but they're not so great for radio interviews.
Yeah,
in any event, you know, Lee, the critical thing here, I mean, this is all true, but the issue is how do you get there from here? And,
right.
And there are a couple of key things. First, we really ought to change the world and make it easier. We live in a hypocritical culture. We wring our hands about epidemic obesity and diabetes in our children, but we keep running on Dunkin' and marketing multicolored marshmallows to kids and calling it part of a complete breakfast. Yeah, it's the lousy part of a complete breakfast, and we ought to be honest about that. And then the other issue is that while we're waiting for the world to change, we need to take matters into our own hands. And what the book, Disease Proof, is really about is what I call skill power. Willpower is wanting to get there. But, you know, you are a medical expert. You've got a skill set. I'm a preventive medicine specialist. I've got a skill set. We know how to eat well in ways that other people may not. We know how to fit physical activity into a hectic schedule in ways other people may not. Skills can be shared. Skills can be acquired. What I decided to do in this book was take the skill set I use every day and spell it all out and say, I can do it. You can do it, too. But you can't expect it to just happen. You have to take matters into your own hands. And the skills make getting there from here much easier. If you try to do it just with willpower, it's really hard, and eventually your willpower wears out. But if you've got skill power, it gets much easier. And, you know, for example, you don't need to give up sweets to address a sweet tooth. With skill power, you can identify all the stealth sugar hiding in your diet and foods you never thought were sweet in the first place. Get rid of that, and there's no heavy lifting. And rehabilitate your taste buds in the process. And all of a sudden, you're eating much less sugar, taking in fewer calories, starting to feel better, lose weight, and you never even touch dessert. So innumerable examples just like that of how knowledge really is the power to get there from here.
Yeah, it's so true. And at some point, you know, I'll have you back and we can have a show, because there is, you know, there is a disparity in healthcare too, with you know, indigent populations, food deserts, and whatever. But, you know, it's sad. I've had parents come in and say, well, their kids are overweight. Well, you know, you think yogurt is good for you. Okay. But when you look at some of the yogurts,
yeah. I mean,
right, they're adding all this fructose corn
well,
syrup.
Yeah, they don't have to. You can have plain yogurt. But,
right.
Yeah, I mean, if you buy the wrong yogurt, it's basically,
exactly.
You know, a delivery vehicle for a soda. Absolutely. So, you know, we can get there from here, but we often make assumptions that get in our way. We know what a healthy diet is. We really need to work on practicing it and stop debating it all the time. It's doable. It's a challenge, but it's definitely doable, and I'd love to talk further whenever there's a chance. For today, my dogs wish everybody a healthy, happy weekend.
Yeah, I know. It is crazy. But I always say, you know, even at McDonald's, you can make some healthy choices. Go in, get the chicken plain, maybe don't eat the bread, or if you're getting the salad, don't put on all of the dressing, pour it in a thing, and you can use your fork and dip it in for a little taste. So I totally agree with you, Dr. Katz. It is doable, even at
right.
these places, because, you know, no matter how much we say, I don't know that we will ever get rid of the McDonald's or will ever get rid of these things.
But well, we may not, and maybe we don't need to. I think, first of all, you're right. You can make little tweaks almost anywhere. Secondly, you know, what masters the food supply is the food demand. When enough of us are making those kinds of adjustments all the time, the retailers like McDonald's will change their offering and change their behavior, because they've got one great priority, and that is to succeed in business, and that means keeping the customer satisfied. It's up to us to decide what does keep us satisfied, and if our health and the health of our children is a priority and we shop accordingly, the food supply can change.
Yeah, and I think some of these chains have done little bits, like, you know, adding milk, taking things out. So it is, but it's a long, arduous process, and it's very interesting. It's a great book, and I like the idea that you can do these little steps, because it just seems impossible when you look at it on the whole. So these little steps. And what people don't realize is it's not fun. You may live longer, but it isn't fun when you have a chronic disease and you're really sick with it. So I want to thank my guest, Dr. Katz. The book, again, is called Disease Proof, The Remarkable Truth About What Makes Us Well. And where can you get the book, Dr. Katz? It's on Amazon, I'm sure.
It is, right. All the usual places, online and bookstores. And you can get more information at my website, davidkatzmd.com.
This is the Dr. Lee Vinoker Show. It's Health from the Outside In on Radio MD.